Alright, man, so we're here with the Future Aftermath Records right now, Bishop Lamont. It's about time we hooked up again. You know, you've been very busy since our last interview. What's your current daily schedule like?
Oh, man, just recording, man. Recording, gym, boxing, sleep when I can get it.
Yeah. Okay, how many songs have you recorded on the Aftermath so far?
Man, I had songs before I came to Aftermath, so I'll get probably 200 and something songs. So, you know, when you deal with Dre, you gotta, you know, step your game up, your work ethic gotta be extreme, so you know, you gotta have a crack house the way he wants you to work and just keep, you know, bringing out that magic.
Okay. And you announced 2 mixtapes coming out soon, I think, with DJ Ski. Tell us about those.
Yes, with Pimp DJ Ski. Well, I can't really talk much about it, but we got this joint coming with DJ Ski called Nigger Noise. We got a dope mixtape called The Pope Mobile with DJ Warrior. We got another dope mixtape with DJ Rafiki called Spin Lot and Kim Jung Skrill, Still Underground, with my homeboy Def, just some real foolish stuff. I play on Bin Laden and Kim Jong Il. Like, they one of the 2 illest underground niggas, and that's what me and Def are, even though I'm signed. So, you know, we always had records together, so it's like a Method Man and Red Man type situation. And then also the Caltroid album, between Cali and Detroit, with my man Black Milk from the Deep. So that's going to be real fly.
Okay. Are they going to be, like, of original production, like your other mixtapes, or...?
Oh, it's got to be original production, man. It don't make no sense to do anything else. You know what I'm saying? Mixtapes been oversaturated with everybody and their mama's same beats. Since the radio play the same beats, why you want to rap over them or hear them on a mixtape? You know what I mean?
So it's more like a street album.
Yeah, you can say that. I mean, we always try to make albums, but they're mixtapes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so who's handling the production on those?
Man, I really can't say. It's a lot of dope cats. I just want to keep everything a surprise, but I can say Khalil, I can say Focus, I can say Diverse. You know, I got some nice cats popping up, even some heavy hitters popping up. I just want it to be real, so I never let the cat out the bag too much. You know what I mean?
So when can we expect those to drop?
Nigga Noise is coming in January. You'll start seeing a promo for it. Pump Mobile will be coming probably soon after that. The Spin Lot and Kim Jong Skrill. Just, you know, over the next couple of months going into the new year, just going to dominate it from every angle with just a lot of fresh new music and a lot of new faces and just a lot of different crazy scenarios to start getting ready for my album and the detox coming. So, you know, it's just going to be fun again.
Okay. And I want to get right to the album because, you know, that's what everybody's been waiting for. You probably don't want to talk about it, right?
I really can't talk too much about it. It's Area 51, but we'll go as deep as we can.
Okay, so this is probably the hardest question, but is there a concept behind the reformation?
Oh, my album. I thought you were talking about...
No, I'm talking about your album. We're going to get to details later.
I can talk a little bit more about that. That's kind of above ground in Area 51. Still can't talk too much about that. The concept behind the reformation, I mean... You know, for people that can't read and did some kind of school time or college, you know, the Reformation was a point in history where the people rebelled, you know what I'm saying, against society, against the church, against the law, you know what I'm saying, against the government, you know what I mean, because everything got out of whack. I look at it the same way musically. Everything is out of whack with the things that are being done, you know what I'm saying, musically and corporately, you know what I'm saying, and streetwise, you know what I mean, things are not correct. So the album's really about rebellion and reestablishing a new law, a new order.
Okay, and what's Dr. Dre's role in the record?
Man, I mean everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean that's like the crazy German scientist right there for back engineering this UFO technology. I mean he's just coming with the meanest magic. You know what I mean? I have the blessing of having him a part of the situation, as well as a lot of other dope cats that you haven't seen in a while or thought I would even be working with. So I'm gonna leave it there.
Okay, and I interviewed the DOC the other day. Is he going to be involved in the record?
Did you
say? I said I interviewed the DOC the other day. Is he going to be involved in the record?
I hope so. I mean, he'll always be coaching me and giving me game whenever I see him. So, I mean, we'll see. You know, that dude is busy. You know, he's legendary status. He come out the clouds when he wants to.
And do you feel you have evolved as a rapper since working with Dre?
Man, I was evolving even before that and evolved even way more, of course. That goes without saying. You know what I mean? You deal with him, evolution steps up instantly.
Can't
you become a dinosaur.
Can you describe a typical studio session with Dre for us?
I think Snoop kind of touched on it in y'all interview. But nah, that never happened to me. I seen him do that to artists.
Yeah, you heard that, huh?
But yeah, I seen that. I love him though. It's friendly competition, man. Snoopy's always gonna be the big homeboy. But that was dirty. But he's just disciplined, man. I already know going into the studio what to expect from Dre from over the years of seeing interviews or reading articles or just listening to the music. So going there with Dre, you gotta be on your A game. You gotta expect to spend, you know, a billion hours if need be, and make sure you just got everything already ready. You know what I'm saying? If it's not, you're gonna have a serious problem.
Right.
Seriously. They're thinking it's gonna be 15 broads, even though sometimes it is, but I mean, there's gonna be 15 broads and drink and, you know, and it's gonna be a party. You're sadly mistaken. The party might come later, but first it's gonna be work and nothing but.
Okay. And the production list you have announced for your record is very, you know, impressive. Can you give us the names once again?
Edgar told me to be quiet, my pimp, because he said he wanted to keep it exciting. But, of course, you're going to see Khalil, Lord Finesse, Diverse, Pete Rock, of course, Dr. Dre, Scott Storch, man, there's so many dope cats. Quick, man, it's a lot of dope cats. There's so many cats, man. I hate to say everybody's name and let the cat out the bag. Buck Wild, Clark Kent, a lot of dope cats. I got so much love on the East Coast as well as the West. It's just a lot of dope cats that I love working with. I've always wanted to work with, so I'm gonna leave it there. But it's definitely gonna be just like a really, of course, Dilla, rest in peace, Madlib. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of dope cats. You know, you won't expect the gumbo of how the, you know, the project is coming together. It's gonna be dope.
Okay, and you've been pumping up Warren G from the jump, and you worked, you know, with him a lot on his last album.
Oh, yeah, Warren G, yeah. Oh, what he got coming and what's going on with that, I don't even want to speak on that, because that's going to be so big. It's the return of the Regulator. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you about that. Do you know what he's been up to?
I can't even talk about that, because he's out there big balling. Warren's been working on some stuff besides some records for me and some other stuff. You see, he'll pop up on a couple of projects.
I'm gonna have to get at him too.
Yeah, very interesting what's going on with that guy and what he's bubbling up with. So that's gonna be a lot of fun too.
Okay. Can you talk about any of the detox sessions that you've been involved in?
Area 51.
What's your impression of the record so far?
UFO technology, man. It's way past the Jetsons, man. You know, Buck Rogers. I can't even watch. I mean, the MySpace was even doing too much. Believe it or not. Just letting you see inside AM51. You know what I mean? But he's really going all out. This is his last hoorah, so to speak. And he wants everything to be correct and what everybody's been patiently waiting for. So, yeah, it's going to be magic. That's all I can say.
Are you going to have the role of Snoop on The Chronic or Hitman on 2001 for Detox?
Man, I can't take those roles. They have their own roles. I have my own new role as a part of that. You know what I mean? Because you never know who's going to pop up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I Bishop Lamont is just playing his role.
Your album is set to drop before Detox, is that correct?
That's what I heard.
Would you prefer to drop after Detox to profit off the Detox buzz?
Man, I mean, either way, it's a win-win situation. That's why I really don't, you know, trip too much. I just let it go the way it's supposed to go. You know, how Dre directs is how Dre directs it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, he's the cream this, and then that's what it is. You know what I mean? It's not a stress for me. A lot of people chasing the fame and they want this and that, but I'm already good on all aspects. You know what I mean?
Okay. And what's going to make the reform?
What happened off of MySpace? I'm good.
What's going to make the reformation stick out from other records coming out, you know, except for the names on it?
It's a good question. We back to beats again, man. We back to rhymes again. We back to really making hip-hop records and making albums for the right reasons. Not because we're concerned with selling 4 or 5 million records, but we're concerned about blowing niggas' minds and making people go back to the drawing board and really having something to say. Really being able to approach and address social issues, political issues, spiritual issues. I mean, real stuff, instead of these just add water rappers, these just add water singers, these trash ass beats, these same old whack ass dummy down rhymes the niggas been dropping for the past couple of years. The A&R mentality has been stuck in rappers' minds. I gotta have a radio single. I gotta have a crossover hit. I gotta have a club song. NWA, Dog Pound, Snoop, Wu-Tang, nobody ever thought about radio singles. They just made the hottest shit they could make. And that's just what I brought it back to, period.
Okay.
It's a long ass answer.
Nah, yeah. Nah, that's cool.
And I'm me. Somebody new. That's another difference.
How many tracks would you say have been completed now that could make the cut?
Man, didn't I say I have like 200 records? But that guy, you know, you keep getting better. So then you start getting into a real glitch area where you keep making hotter records and hotter records, and those records keep competing and knocking each other off. And the next thing you know, you got like 4 albums worth of material. So I can say I'm about 60% done. I was like 200% done before a couple of times. But you know, you start really getting into a groove and getting more, you know, people getting involved that you wanted to work with that you couldn't get before, but now they might be off tour, or, you know what I mean, their time is freed up from other situations. You finally got the chemistry you're looking for, so it's a lot of dope stuff.
Okay. Well, what kind of collaborations or features can we expect on Reformation?
It's not going to be the typical cats always on the hooks. It's not going to be... man, just formulaic type stuff. I really can't go into, you know, who's going to be on it, because I want to keep that surprise. Once you start talking about the kind of collaborations and creativity you're doing, niggas quickly run and steal your ideas and steal your styles, and you're out of a job in which you've been working months and months and years on, you know, in dreaming or preparation for it. So, it's going to be some really dope and innovative stuff. I can say that.
Okay. What's the artist roast on Aftermath Records right now? Who have you collaborated with?
You know, I gotta collaborate with Stat, man. Stat is my man. Stat is my brother, man. That's family. Me and Deanna did some stuff right down in Miami. Me and Gage and did some stuff with Focus. That was really dope for some mixtapes. Me and Buster still haven't got to do anything yet, but of course we gotta do something. I just met Marsha a couple of weeks ago, just the flyest, and always been a fan of Floetry, so got to work with her. Who else, man? You know, I really haven't met anybody else. And then Tiffany, it's a new fly R&B cat, and Joel Ortiz is dope from Brooklyn. I met some of these people in New York. But I mean, outside of that, I mean, we really be in our own zones. People think because we all sign the same label, like we see each other every day. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's not like that. Cats live different places, and cats are moving at their own paces. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, you know, those cats. It'd be cats that sign I don't even know about. So I can say those. And then, of course, you know, Drake, you know, we doing it. You know, oh, man, I forgot. Big Brother 50 and M. So there's some magic in the works for that as well. You know what I mean? I talked to 50 the other day. And we got some stuff we plopped on. So I don't like to let the cat out the bag too much. You know what I mean?
Okay. Did you hear about the rumors that Interscope dropped a couple of artists or a lot of artists?
Exactly. The rumor. I mean, I can't confirm or deny because I'll be so busy on my grown man. I still haven't got the gist of that. But for the most part, it seems as though it really is a rumor. So that's what we'll leave it until I get better investigation, because I'm not with my foot in my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Without evidence.
Okay. Do you know what the feeling at the label was about the whole Game situation?
The Game situation, as far as what?
As far as him getting off Aftermath?
Man, I can't even speak on that because I wasn't a fly on the wall for that situation, or, you know, what relationships and how that was. That's a question you gotta ask Game.
Okay. You know, he took a shot at you in a song. Later, he shot at you out on the radio. Have you talked to him lately?
Nah, man. That's the funny part. I'm glad you brought that up. And I never got to speak on it because Dre was like, don't even respond. And, you know, everybody at the label on that side was like, nah. And I wasn't going to respond anyway in the first place because it made me famous. I was like, wow. Just made me famous. You know what I'm saying? I was taking a bubble bath when I got the phone call about the record. And I was like, okay. Well, that's nice. But I never got to see dude. You know what I mean? And as a grown man, I can understand friendly competition and what he was going through at the time, so I didn't really ink it. You know what I mean? Because I talked to his mom all the time, his sister, his brother's my brother. You know what I'm saying? His family. You know what I'm saying? So I understand the bigger picture. So I couldn't even trip. But when I started seeing the interviews of what he was saying after the fact, then it became a grown man issue. You know, he better sit down and swallow it and this and that. Then I wanted to fuck him up, and I wanted to take him on pay-per-view, and we could get money, you know what I'm saying? And we can box. We get Don King, and it'd be fresh. So that was pretty much that, because, you know, I've never been a hater on dude, and dude knows me, so... And I've done nothing but try to support it. You know what I'm saying? We try to unify this new West thing. Do all, you know, whatever situations there was, I was always trying to intervene. When him and Gorilla Black was going hard at it, I was trying to mediate that. If there's anything going on anywhere, I would mediate it. So then when it came to me, I had to make sure I was responsible in my decisions of how to deal with the situation. I was to always be grown and be responsible about it and be respectful. So then when I heard him on the radio apologizing, I was like, oh, Church, man, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? But we still definitely got to sit down and talk. But I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No foul. You know, because at the end of the day, he made me more famous by saying my name. It was like, yo, you just helped me. And I appreciate that. I wanted to send him a box of wine. You know what I mean? Seriously. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what were you, or are you, could you be afraid of becoming, you know, a hitman?
How would I become a hitman?
I'm asking you, because, you know, a lot of artists, you know, they say when you get on Aftermath, you get stuck, because, you know, your shit always gets delayed, and, you know, all that shit. Were you ever afraid of getting on there and having trouble to get your record out?
Why would you be afraid if you were a hustler? Was 50 afraid? Was Eminem afraid? You see what I'm saying? It's about the individual. You know what I mean? Before I got the deal with Dre, I was already on the radio with 4 singles. You see what I'm saying? I already had video games, I already had mixtape fame in the streets. I was already self-contained. So combining myself with Dre just amplified my whole situation. If you work and you don't sit there, it's a whole different story. And people always try to, like, coin the term of getting shelved or whatever with Hitman. Hitman was doing his thing. I can't really speak deeply on that situation, but at the end of the day, it was just about creative differences of the level of what Hitman wanted to take the music to. And, you know, that wasn't a picture for what Aftermath had envisioned for him. I can say that easily. Hitman is doper than what people know. Middleman is doper than what people know. So you can't even use that coin phrase of saying, getting Hitman. Hitman is still dope, and Hitman is still getting royalty checks off Product 2001 and some other stuff that other niggas have never seen. How about that?
That's right.
Really, though.
Has Dre ever told you what he saw in you that made him sign you?
It's something different for the West that we haven't had in a while, since your hieroglyphics movement, your Far Sides, your Threat, you know what I'm saying, LA Zoo. It's just a rapping nigga. It's some hip-hop stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting my MC Ren on, you know what I'm saying? I don't gang bang, so I can't talk about stuff I ain't live. But at the same time, I'm in the streets. I'm just a nigga that decided I love music, but I still sock you out. It's nothing. I keep the shank on me. It ain't about that. You know what I mean? There's guns, but it ain't about that. That's just for protection. It's about really being positive and turning yourself in another direction, so it adds another branch to Aftermath. You know what I'm saying? It adds another perspective for people to buy into, for people to be a part of. You know what I'm saying? Along with the madness and craziness that is 50 and the madness and craziness that's Eminem. You know what I'm saying? And so on, and what Busta Rhymes brings to the table. That's what it was all about for Dre to sign it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. And it's West Coast on top of that. You rhyming. I don't get niggas rhyming. You know what I mean? That's just about this. That came up in the 80s with the era of hip-hop as it was. They actually saw Wild Style. You know what I'm saying? They actually know about Beat Street. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, represent this West Coast thing with the heritage of what the West Coast is, with Compton's Most Wanted, you know what I'm saying, with the NWA, with the Quick era, with the Above the Law era, you know what I'm saying, with the Ruthless era, and combine it, and it goes across the map. It ain't just segregated to just one sound and one region, you feel me? That's a long answer.
It's all good, man. Have you laid out a marketing strategy yet for the record? You know, how do you plan to increase your mainstream presence?
It's already happening. Those little stunts like that, you know what I'm saying? We were just having fun acting stupid. They turned to something bigger than we expected. We just vibing. I'm like, people never get to see us together. You know, so some people think it's not real or whatever.
They never get to see Dre, period.
That's true. And that shows you how deep, you know, me and his relationship is, to where he's open enough to do something like that. So it just sends a message, you know, to non-believers, to haters, whoever has something to say, what is there to say now? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got hits all around the planet just off 5-10 seconds of hanging with this dude, and we just having fun talking crazy. And I did get more bitches after they saw that. So thank you, because the bitches will see this interview. And I don't mean bitches in a disrespectful way. You know what I'm saying? So I was just really high off rock stars, different energy drinks, to stay awake working in the studio. So I'll say ladies now. Now that you see I know Dre, give me pussy and give me money. Yeah. I don't want no feminists get mad at me. You know, any women's rights, you know what I'm saying, societies getting mad at me, because I want their loving too. You know. Yeah.
I'll show you. Have there been any talks about a Up in Smoke tour type of tour after the Detox drops?
Man, I'm never really on that side of the works when it comes to the promo and the marketing of what he has really envisioned, but I've heard, you know what I'm saying, of that happening, there being an Up in Smoke, you know what I'm saying, type thing from before. That was the plan. I don't know what the plan is now, but of course, if Dre's going to do it, he's going to go all out. You know, he's a cakeaholic, so he's going to hit every facet of it. You got to tour him one more time before he hangs it up.
Definitely. Definitely. You know, the West Coast is full of young talent right now. Who you feeling?
Man. If I forget somebody, they're going to be mad. So, let's see. Who am I digging? I'm going to be shameless promotion. I'm going to talk about cats that I deal with. In Depth is crazy. Friday is crazy. B-Fly is crazy. Even Face got some rhymes that's foolish. He back to rhyming. This junk is crazy. Let's see. Maestro always been crazy. Roxy. Oh no. Who else, man? Some of these dope cats. Lil Bam. The Black Boys is doing their thing. Tajay, of course. Noni doing his thing. Man, there's so many dope cats. Mr. Fab is doing his thing up there in the Bay. As well as Balance. I meet so many cats left and right. Who else, man? There's a lot of good cats. I don't want to leave nobody out, you know. Glasses don't count. He's Mr. 1.7 Man. He's already doing his thing. But his stuff is dope as usual. Who else, man? Young Dre is doing his thing. Melee doing his thing. Strong Steady Gang doing their thing. And I'll even say Mitchie Separate, Feel Separate, Cry Separate. It's just a lot of fly flavor, man, and I'm loving what I'm hearing. The Snowman Click doing their thing. Joe doing his thing. Everybody doing their thing. I'm a happy guy. I'm going to give everybody their props so I get to hear the mixtapes and hear what people doing. Scipio doing his thing. There's a lot of dope cats, man. Mike Anthony on the R&B side, Chevy Jones, Bokey, Andrew Fisher, so many dope cats, you know, I said it was promote. So, and BG Knockout is back. I don't know if you got to hear that. No, we ain't, but BG Knockout.
We did the first interview with him after he got out.
Huh?
We did the first interview with him after he got out.
Exactly. So we hooked up, we did something real, Churcharama. He got down on that silly sickness.
Yeah, we had that song.
Yes, sir. But yeah, I mean, Cavi doing his thing. Hot Dollar doing his thing. It's a nice situation, man.
What's up with the War Dogs?
Man, I mean, War Dogs is like Illuminati. You know what I'm saying? That just stands for we are ready to die in order to glory God to Zion. So people always think like that's like a Wu-Tang or something. That's actually like a secret society, man, a Soldiers for God. It's a whole other level to that. It's just members that put the church down and be vessels and do their thing within their own situations. You know what I mean? Like, I got Illuminati members in, like, every other clique out there, so you never know who you're talking to. They turn around and blow you up like jihad. But, yeah.
You crazy.
I know. I forgot. Bing doing his thing. Prime. What up to Prime? Prime doing his thing. Man, that's a lot of dope cats, man. That's why I just hate I forget somebody. You know what I'm saying? D. Brown doing his thing. Del Ron doing his thing. It's a lot of dope cats, man.
Okay.
I'm happy to see the progression of the music and more dope cats coming from everywhere. And, of course, I got to say Trek Life. Trek Life has always been doing his thing. It's stupid. You know what I mean?
Would you say Damani?
Damani, thank you. See, Damani and Bad Luck doing their thing. How can you say it without saying them? They doing their thing. They shining. Congratulations on the record deal again. Them cats is doing it, you know?
Definitely.
It's some crew I got out of Inglewood, Young Controllers. They doing their thing, you dig? Yeah, it's just cats everywhere, man, and I'm loving it, you know?
Okay.
We ain't doing this thing. Oh, man, Big Y, all these cats. So I'm done. That's enough shameless promotion. Everybody I miss, you know, you in my heart. And damn it, I can't say everybody's name. I'll be saying the Rainbow Coalition. And damn it, yeah, search.
you've been a regular artist on the EA Sports games coming out. How did that connection happen?
Man, pimps gonna find pimps, man. And I gotta say thank you again to, you know, Commissioner Pimp and Snare and Kylie and Rafi over there. Rafi in Brazil now because she's so international. But to everybody at EA, man, I appreciate the love and the blessings that they continue to give me, you know what I mean, and the places they keep catapulting me to. So, you know. Oh, yeah, in the Scarface game. Damn. All the pimps over there. The Vindy or whatever it was. Church. Excuse me, Lucy. Ain't getting no rest. But, yeah, man, that's a blessing. I'm going to ramble on because I just woke up.
It's all good, man. We got you.
It's just good to be back, man. We having fun.
Yeah, man, definitely. You know, we recently premiered a song off of DMZ and Butch Cassidy's album, which featured you and Rocket. Tell us about that song.
Rocket. See, Steve, did I say Rocket? No, I didn't.
Nope.
Damn it. I didn't say the business. See? That's what happens when you be forgetting. Rocket is another fly cat, man, that I grew up, you know, we grew up in the same neighborhood. And he's so fly. That's another story. The business is my brother, man. What was your question?
About the song, View From The Top.
Oh, yeah, View From The Top. I mean, it's just a hot song, man. It was therapy, man. It was a real song for me. I mean, every song is real for me. I don't believe in making up raps and making up lifestyles. What you see is what you get. It was just me bearing my soul and letting people know what's been going on from the beginning to where I am now. And, you know, I came into the game with the pure vision. And I can't even say that the vision's not as pure anymore, but it's just more realistic. I don't think anything is impossible, but just dealing with certain individuals that don't want it to be that way or a collective mindset, it makes it difficult to unify the West. You know what I mean? And so that's what that reference was when I was black. I was Martin Luther. I had a dream. You know what I'm saying? But then I woke up, now I'm Stephen King. I'm quite more on a realistic, more graphic, you know, violent tip of approaching it with the rap and the process of it. So it was a dope record, though, man. Very dope record.
Yeah, definitely.
Glad cats is feeling it. You know, I'm just bearing my soul, just showing cats, you know what I mean, and showing the vulnerability, because when you have a good spirit and you try to overextend yourself to help people, you continuously get fucked. But at the end of the day, God knows your heart and sees what you try to do for people, but people definitely will take kindness for weakness, and, you know, God ain't got no punks on his team, so we holy water niggas.
I believe Sony Records recently dropped their urban division. Do you know what's going on over there?
Man, I am not the Dame Dash business, man. I couldn't tell you. I mean, it's just a lot of upheaval, you know what I mean, throughout record labels and stuff, because the music business is so bad right now do the digital downloads and, you know, and whatnot, and just lackluster sales, period, and no excitement from the fans because the music they're getting ain't really mega. So it's just all messed up, so I don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to get their money right. But Sony got so much money on PlayStation 1, 2, and 3, and PSPs and movies, you know, they just savage. They just want more bread. They're trying to get it right. They big old pimps. That's all I can see. Seriously, I mean, that's corporate America. You can never understand that unless you got a suit and tie.
Right. What's your favorite record of 2006, your favorite album?
Of 2006? See, that's a crazy question, because it's like, can you remember what really came out in 2006 that blew your mind? And I mean, besides the Jay-Z album, which I appreciate because it kind of makes you, like, get charged again to hear somebody rap and really have some beats. You know what I'm saying? Even though a lot of people that like the album, I appreciated it. And it's dope because Dude is spitting, especially 30 to New 20.
Yeah, that was definitely my favorite song on there, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The intro record, it's a lot of dope stuff on there. It was just fun seeing him rap again and seeing somebody that really comes from that era. I mean, for me, what else did I buy, man? I didn't really buy that many rap albums, dog.
Did you get Snoop shit?
I got it. But it ain't. I was happy to hear Snoop rap, but it's not hot like that, man. I gotta be honest, I'm never gonna lie about anything. I got it, I played it, I'm a fan. I'm a fan first, regardless. Just like I got the Game album, I'm a fan first. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I'm never gonna be a hater. I got to music from being a fan, and I listen to it with a fan ear. So even if you did say something sideways about me, against me, I'm still gonna listen to the music. You know what I'm saying? And support it, because it's all we got. And you know, I just wasn't excited by what Snoop had to offer. There was a couple of dope records on there, and overall, I was happy to see Damani and Bad Luck on a record. You know what I mean?
Right.
But other than that, I was really just getting underground albums. I was really going to get old records. It really wasn't much that I wanted to buy, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because the excitement's not there. Snoop, for too long, have been doing 2+2=4 and freestyling. The stuff that I've heard, you know what I mean? Because I used to be at the house every day, me and his little brother, best friends. So I used to see this man make records that was amazing and talk on deeper subjects. I mean, the dude would wear glasses sometimes and walk around with Langston Hughes poetry books. The nigga's smarter than what he appears and acts as. He's got dope-ass records that he never released to the public. And there was a point when he was really going hard in the paint and really putting that pen to the tablet and spitting some real fire. But on this album, it's like, nah. You know what I mean?
Right.
My last favorite Snoop Dogg album is like Paid the Cost to Be the Boss, really. So, and I'm still a Snoop Dogg fan, and I continue to support. You know what I mean? But that just didn't do it for me.
I liked it. I thought he rapped good on it. I thought he sounded motivated. I don't know.
I mean, you know, you got to interview these cats, so you got to stay friendly with your comments.
No, it's not even like that. If you read the shit I say, I'm usually honest. Like I told Snoop, I thought the record was dope, but if he would have cut a couple tracks off it would have been better. But you know, I liked it.
And that's the narrative. I support it because it's West Coast, but it didn't take me nowhere new. I mean, you know, that's me though, because I'm looking to expect something greater from him because I know him deeper. And as an artist, it's a deeper thing. And then from fans listening, it's another thing. So I can't speak for the collective how people feel, but for me, it didn't do it for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to underground groups and old albums. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting old Above the Law albums. I'm getting old Compton Most Wanted. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to Mossberg. I'm listening to Lil Brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm listening to Trek Life. I'm listening to Maestro mixtapes. I'm listening to Kim Burrell and Lil Baker. I'm listening to Deftones and White Stripes. You know what I'm saying? You two greatest hits. You know, Gary Jules, I Want Something Else Altogether, you know what I mean?
Have you got the first Brother Lynch album?
Man, I could tell you where that thing is. You know, SIBO, Brother Lynch, Messy Marv, San Quentin. I mean, I listen to everything. I'm on my Spice One again, though, you know what I'm saying? Blah, shout out to Spice One. 40 Glock, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be getting my Coldplay on, too. But I mean, I'm just looking for that progression, man. I like Game album, too. You know what I'm saying? Surprisingly, I know people like, damn, I thought he was going to be hating. Nah, man, because dude is actually a good dude. He just sometimes goes bipolar, but he's really a good dude. So I like that album. Man, I was happy for him to stand on his own 2 feet and come with something. So, you know, support that. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Definitely, man. Man, I think we cornered pretty much all the important topics. Did I miss anything?
I don't know. You tell me. You the journalist. You the pimp. You got me. You ain't gonna be able to get me again once I sell 10 million records. You better get all the questions now.
Shit, I asked everything that came to my mind. I'm asking you, you know, if there's anything out that you want to get out.
I guess it's the support of the fans, but more so the support of artists supporting other artists when it comes to this West Coast thing. We can't achieve dominance and viability if we're not working together. I hate saying it over and over again, but you got to be able to not bolt the door. Keep the door open and help more people get in. And allow everybody their equal time to shine under the sun. But people are so afraid and so selfish sometimes that they don't want nobody else to shine. And I have to always go back and refer to how Atlanta works. Every other week, it's like three or four artists coming out. You know what I mean? And that's all they got. And that's why they win, because they push themselves. Because for a long time, the South was looked at as only booty shaking music. Now look, they like another mecca of music from every genre of it. You know what I'm saying? Fashion, whatever you want to say. They have it because they took the time to invest in themselves and only push themselves. But on the West Coast, we only push ourselves, meaning just that one person, that artist, or that crew. We have to be able to embrace each other and make things work as a whole. But it's so fucked up because of the Bloods and Crips thing. Fuck all that. We can make money together, and that's why we say red and blue equal green. We do this together. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way we're going to win. We're too grown, and too many people have died because of these streaks and these kind of things to not see it now and go, we can do something bigger and more effectively in a positive direction and make this music thing so big again. You know what I mean? That's why I love what Sugar did and what Sugar seen at the beginning with Death Row. No one's perfect, so mistakes was made, but what he had done between the Bloods and the Crips and the different music and just all over the place, he put together the new Motown. And it was black owned, so you gotta respect Suge for that. And we can do that again, because now we have a mold, a template to look at to say, okay, we don't want this to happen, we don't need this, and we can make it better, but we can only do that as a fortified, unified movement. And that's what I always try to say, because if you can ask anybody, you know what I'm saying, that's real, at least, that knows me or meets me as far as artists go, that's a cool ass dude. He should really be an asshole since he signed a Dre. But my arms are always open. I'm always there for advice and trying to give people an angle to move on and supporting their stuff as much as my own. You know what I'm saying? And that's what has to be done. I'm not running around like I'm Bishop Lamont, not no Dr. Dre.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. Shit, you know, it's good to have you back on Dub CNN, man. I appreciate you taking the time.
It's a pleasure. Hold on real quick, I'm choking.
You alright?
Too much Red Bull. It's not chronic. Don't set me up.
You good?
I'm good. Excuse me. No, I'm doing extra. But but that's really it. I had more to say, but I started choking. Keep it on the interview. That's hot. But I mean, that's basically it, man.
So you were the class clown, huh?
Yes. When I was in school, because really I was a dropout, and then I took home studies. But kids stay in school. I had problems. I was telling teachers, fuck you, I'm going to be rich. I don't know how, but I'm going to be rich. And look, I rap, and I'm going to go back to these schools where the teachers hated me and floss on them with big rides and rap to the kids and be like, stay in school, kids. I didn't, but you should. But, I mean, that's just it. My question, not my question, my statement is that, you know, so to all the West Coast cats, man, signed and unsigned, there's a bigger picture, and you got to be able to paint that picture and see that picture, and it's us together. You know what I'm saying? The negative energy, the hate, it doesn't create nothing but more of that. And it's already in a destructive state on a world scale of how much the people in power fuck the world up. Let's not fuck up our own little universes we got with this outlet of music to feed our families and to feed the streets and progress the art form. So do it together. You know what I mean? Be more mindful of that. If I can do that, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? If I can humble myself at all times, and do my part, you can do your part. We ain't even trying to civil rights movement, but that's what's necessary to make it work. And I think that's what's most important, is just letting people know my mindset, you know what I mean? Because so many rumors spin and so many things are said that never come out of my mouth, and people be on their own conspiracy theories. That's my mindset, always will be my mindset, and that is to push up the level of this West Coast music, continue to fill up people's label rosters with more West Coast artists, not just rap, R&B, gospel, I don't care if you do rock, whatever it is, I want to see more of it out there. I want to see more original mixtapes. Everybody got mixtapes, but then when you take the time to really spend money to make their mixtapes look fresh, they expect you to spend $10 when gas is almost $10 just for a gallon. You know what I mean? We got to put more energy into the things that we putting out to the streets, our product. We got to get more smart about our business when we're doing our deals. You know, read the business books. Don't just think music is about the rapping side. You got to do, you know what I'm saying, your homework. There's no shortcuts to excellence. And I mean, we just got to do more to patrol and to, you know, parent, you know what I'm saying, this whole situation that we have, this community that we have, and lean on each other. You know what I'm saying? I hate to sound like an ABC Afternoon special, but that really has to be done. More of that. You know what I mean?
Okay. Those are some strong words.
And I mean, that's it. You know what I'm saying? And it's church on the move. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's that. We're just trying to put things together, man. We're just trying to make it real big for next year. Of course, it has to be. With me coming, with, of course, Dre coming, with everything else that's coming down the pipelines. And just have more stuff to spurt after that. Because once those shots go off, there have to be more shots following those. Until my second album, until whoever else comes with an album. But there has to be things going on, and there has to be strategy for us to get a good stranglehold on hip-hop. You know what I mean? Not to be territorial, but just for the West Coast again, we can have a golden era again, from San Diego all the way up to Seattle, you know what I'm saying, to Vegas, you know what I'm saying, to Arizona, all the way to the Midwest. We can have something again fresh from all these different places. And another thing that has to stop is the segregation. There's too much segregation. You know, I mean, I guess in L.A. we so own ourselves, not speaking for all of us, but there's a mentality that if it ain't L.A., it ain't the true place for hip-hop, or if it ain't Long Beach, or if it ain't Compton, you have to respect what the Inland Empire is doing, you have to respect what Seattle's doing, what cats up in the Bay is doing, what cats down in Diego is doing, what cats in Vegas is doing. Give everybody a chance and stop trying to segregate and shut people down and act like they don't have a say-so. Or have some real meaning in this hip-hop thing as far as the West Coast goes. It's bigger than just L.A. You know what I mean?
You know, there has been some tension between some artists and, you know, a lot of New West, Old West talk. What's Bishop Lamont's take on that?
Definitely, man. Bishop Lamont's take is that's invalid. I think people go from hearing the title of New West and get it all misconstrued for what it represents. Prime example, if it's young rappers against old rappers, why am I signing Dr. Dre? Why does Warren G look out for me? Why am I doing records with Quick, AMG, BG Knockout, Dreista? You feel what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? With King T, trying to get MC Ren. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense if it's about new rappers versus old rappers. What New West stands for is it's a new movement on the West. But people always think new, it has to mean just the young cats. You know what I mean? I can't speak for what every other cat has said on the records or what they're doing, but I can say for me, for Glasses, and for the cats that were immediately put in the fire when Snoop had a secret meeting and whatever he was theorizing, that wasn't the case. And that's all we had to do the other, you know, interview on Brazil and Wilmington when we addressed all that before. Dub C looked out for me. When I had a record on the beat playing, he had called me and was like, man, what can I do to help your situation? So Dub knows really how we get down. But Dub wasn't addressing me. But when the New West is addressed, we're all put together because you're at the forefront. It's only so many cats with major record deals. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, Mac 10 supports us. We doing records with Mac 10, so how can we be against the Old West if we have those people endorsing us? How can we be against the Old West if Battle Cat is blessing us? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. So I wanted to make sure I could dispel those notions, those ideas out there, because people like to try and get drama mills, you know, rotating and going to full motion. If we're against the Old West, why is Jazzy D rolling with us? You know what I'm saying? Why am I reaching out to DJ Pooh? Why did I reach out to Ice Cube? You know what I'm saying? He was down there doing his black and white show. I forget where. You know what I'm saying? Why is Delron with us? He's an original member of Lynch Mob. You see what I'm saying? If it's about about new rappers versus old rappers. That's not the idea. If you're 40 and you never came out, you are a new West. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
If you never got to say what you wanted to say before, you are a new West because we're moving in a whole new direction. When DJ Knockout jumped on that record, remember, he came out Real Cop and CG's. How many years ago? Young, a teenager. This man got fresh out and blessed my record. And look at his movement. Look at Drace doing the records I've been hearing Drace be doing. You know what I'm saying? It's a whole new West. It's a whole new direction. It's a whole new mind state. That's what it really means. Other people turn it into superhero groups and secret societies and, you know, I mean, comic book heroes. That's not what it's here for. It's not just on a t-shirt. It is a statement and it is a theme. It is a mindset of making everything better than it's ever been before. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you, man.
Corrupt, Daz. You know what I'm saying? It don't make no sense. If that's the case, why is Corrupt the OG? Why is Daz my OG? Why are we all doing records? Why don't we bless each other, shout each other out? It doesn't add up. It's just some people took it to heart and took it the wrong way, and there it is. If it's new versus old, why are we doing stuff with Being Real, with Sin Dog, with Mellow Man? You know what I'm saying? So I just want people to be of their own mind as an individual and look at the evidence and go, okay, I see what it is. And then look at the records. You know what I'm saying? If it's new versus old, why is Mopreme on records? And he's rapping on Tony Feels Good. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
So, you know, E-40, you know what I'm saying? Come on, man. From the First Click album, so it's about us together, you know what I'm saying? It's a new movement, and that's the last thing I wanted to make sure I cleared up, you know what I mean, on my behalf. People can still believe what they want to believe, but this is the truth and nothing but. You discern it how you feel fit, but just for me, that's not the issue, you know what I mean? And me and Snoop still haven't got to have that talk after he was saying what he said on his interview with you, and, you know, after that, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I don't think he was disrespecting or nothing.
Until we had that conversation, I can't look at it any other way, but I still love him. That doesn't stop because we have a personal relationship. You know what I mean? We know each other very well. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But again, I always have to keep in mind it's competition for these cats. I really don't look at the music as competition. I just look at it as Burger King, and I go to work, I find my fries, I work the drive-thru, I work the cashier register, and then I get out. And I go home, and I'm just Philip. But other cats, they play it another way. So I have to understand that and understand that it's wrestling for a lot of cats. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, that's the bottom line. You know what I mean? It's nothing of the sort. I can't speak for any other new artists or young artists out there, but I can speak for me and the cats that I roll with and say that ain't how we get down. And we respect, you know what I'm saying, the cats that came before us, because without them, how could we be rapping? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For them to maintain their presence, they need us for them to keep excelling. But they already got their money, so they really don't need us. You know what I mean? But it's a two-way street. You know what I mean? And the torch must be passed. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Drake gets that. That's why Drake continues to always put new people on. Through the new youth, he lives. And his legacy continues to be built.
Yep.
You know. The same NBA players can't play on the field forever. You know, it's, you know, you already know how it works. Even Jordan had to hang his hat up. You know what I'm saying? And more cats come. But it's your job to coach these new cats. That's their responsibility. Like it or not.
Yep.
Just like I do that now with cats, and I ain't even out yet, and I take that responsibility. But that's the bottom line. We don't stop sounding like an afternoon special or a trip to your counselor's office. It's just about West Coast love across the board, man, far and wide. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Carson. That's all I can say. What up, Raz? And we doing it. It's a beautiful thing.
Right. Hey, I got one more question, though.
Hit me, Pim.
So when you getting Dr. Dre on Dub CNN?
Shameless promotion. Hey, man, if I get him feeling, you know, super duper like he did the other night, you never know. But he really don't like to talk. You know what I'm saying? That's why you saw him only say so much and be like, bam. You know,
he looked like he wanted to talk. He looked like he wanted to talk.
He did, because he was feeling so good, because why don't we get together? It's stupidity. That's what we do. You know what I mean? It's no stress. It's no calculating to the situation. It's just having fun and creating, you know, and making it what it's supposed to be. No stress, ain't no egos, ain't no, you know, tough guy acts. It's just having fun. So when it gets to that relaxed state, you know, anything is possible.
Okay.
But we do need to get Warren G, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've had him a lot of times, so whenever he reaches out to me, he knows I got him.
Because he got some new magic coming, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be some dumb stuff, man. I wish I could really speak on the things, but if I talk about it now, it won't be exciting.
Yeah, I just had to go through the same thing with DOC. I had him on the phone saying, I can't tell you the whole time.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I want to keep it exciting for the fans. I want to and keep the mystique there, and that fuels us to make it even fresher, you know what I mean? And just experiment, because I can tell you about a formula right now, and maybe that formula won't work later. Maybe the chemicals weren't right. But I got some ideas and some theories and some things we're working on, so I look at it all as lab testing. So it's a lot of fresh stuff, though.
Okay, that's cool. All right, well, I guess, you know, we come to the end of the interview. Do you have any last words for the fans?
Yeah, man. Man, I mean, it's just about hip-hop ain't dead, man. It was on life support, you know what I'm saying? And Jay gave it some help getting it back on his feet. Nas is giving it some help. Game gave it some help. Snoop gave it some help. But the help is really going to come from y'all, you know what I'm saying, as the purchasers of the music and the people that are next in line to make more of the music, you know what I'm saying? So you know, you gotta be surgeons, you gotta be doctors, get your scalpels ready and help progress in this hip hop music. You know, continue to support this West Coast thing. I appreciate the love. I appreciate y'all supporting me and being into the music. And Nigga Noise is coming, the Pope Mobile is coming. It's a lot of projects, the Reformation, the Detox, it's for real. And I mean, that's that. And it's about having fun. Let's try having fun again. You know what I mean? Period. And I ain't got no beefs, ain't no stresses. People always want there to be something crazy, but I don't got time for that, man. I'm too grown. I like hanging with my mama, man. She be in the studio with me. We be in the streets. We be rolling. My brother. You know what I'm saying? It's another mindset. It's another level of the game. If you survive the streets, you really not trying to go back to the streets. So understand, my energy is always positive. I'm never gonna be a clan member. I'm never gonna be a hater.
Okay.
And I love y'all for the support y'all give Bishop Lamont. And church, I say, you know what I mean, stay on your prayers. I gotta be a vessel for God. Stay on your prayers. Keep it churching.